probably, what is the date? October 9th. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a full house, ladies and gentlemen. A full house. The October 9th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Tennis?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Romine?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
In your packet, item we have a full quorum for a change. This is wonderful. Thanks, Dave. In your packet is minutes from the September 4th meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Mayor.
Oh, please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Item 2A.
Motion to approve.
Support. Someone want a second?
Second.
Thank you. Pull the teeth, folks. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, public. This is a action item. Item A, Clear Meadows, LLC. Subdivision monument sign, Mr. Fuchs. Mr. Deal. You guys keep me guessing.
Yes. As the mayor mentioned, it's a subdivision monument sign. Through this PD, there's been a number of these approvals. They had a monument subdivision sign previously approved, took it down, had a temporary sign up. Now they want to put a permanent sign up approximately between the location of where the temporary was and where the previous sign was. Staff's recommending approval. Plan Commission does have the final determination decision on this matter. Staff is suggesting a change to the materials, adding some decorative brick or stone to the bottom, for instance. But other than just those suggestions, staff is recommending approval.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. Alderwoman Mayor.
I guess I have to question why the brick. I'm questioning that just because, as a business person, it's hard for me to want to add any more cost to a project like this. And I, looking at the sign, I really appreciate the sign the way it is. And I don't know exactly how the brick would fit on the current sign.
Well, the brick is a suggestion not included in the ordinance, which has been moved for approval. So at this point, there would be no added brick.
So it stands
as it's drawn, without brick. Now, normally, we'd ask them to put a brick base around it for aesthetic purposes. The motion doesn't contemplate that.
Okay, so at this point, it's looking as though the address and everything would stay on the sign. Okay.
Any other Commissioner Tennis?
I see they have a sign here that they're removing. And it looks like the sign has been removed already.
One was removed.
The sign between the two concrete pillars.
I have some photos today if you want to see.
Pardon me?
I have some photos that I took today if you want to see what's there.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just curious. The two brick pillars that are standing up there right now, are they still there?
Yes.
And that sign has been removed?
Yes.
Is this where the new sign is going?
Right now, this sign.
Okay, this is temporary. It's coming up. This is, was your actual sign.
Right. You can see where it's going. There's a stage here. And a stage going back towards the building. So this would be the western edge of the stage.
This is the western edge?
Yes.
And this is the eastern edge?
Yes.
So it's outside?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much between the existing temporary sign and the brick.
Okay. But these brick columns are staying out. So there is a brick feature out there, just adjacent to the sign. You don't have any considerations of putting the sign between there like the other sign was.
The problem is that it is so unreadable that...
Because of its angle to the road?
Yeah, it was parallel to the road. We need something perpendicular to the road.
Can you see this?
If I might add, we wanted
Let's do this motion. Right then. Your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Ron Rogat. I work for a lot of the sign company.
Well, you're really good.
I am.
And Beth Knacker, property manager at Clear Meadows. I'm questioning, I guess, that temporary sign Horizon Management put out 2 years ago, unbeknownst to me that it was temporary. That's 9 feet by 6 feet high. And the visibility that that provided was outstanding as far as providing traffic without having to add. If you go by property, you have all these temporary signs everywhere that just make things look cluttered, and I'm trying to avoid that. The visibility of this new proposal, it's my understanding that we have to put it 3 feet. This sign where it is an ideal location, this temporary sign. In measuring the exact measurements today, this is going to be really far recessed. And I'm very concerned about the visibility now of that sign. While it's perpendicular, our new sign that Ron proposed and did a great job, by the way, it's really going to be recessed, especially coming from the south, north to the south. The new sidewalk, which is wonderful out there, it really coming from that way, it is far recessed. It's very difficult to see that. So I was really under the impression that we were going to be allowed to put that sign really where that current temporary sign is.
Well, if you have a right-of-way issue, then you can.
Correct.
That temporary sign, I don't even know if that's supposed to be in the right-of-way, is it?
No.
And temporary signs usually are only approved for a year. You've had it up for two. Did you have it reapproved?
I wasn't here to do that sign, so I don't know. I'm sorry, but okay.
The answer is it's got to go where it's going.
Got it.
Motion on the floor to approve as submitted. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and sign. The banners? Okay. That's just us. Item 3B, People's Choice Corporation, otherwise known as the Hampton Inn, is a request for installation of an outdoor patio and fence area. Mr. Deaton.
PDD requires, so this is for the Staybridge Hotel, Hampton Inn, excuse me, hotel. The PDD was created for this, and that PDD states that any fences would have to be approved by the Planning Commission. That's why this matter is before us. Related to that, they're also building some patio area and a shelter for smokers. That's something that staff can do administratively, but we're showing it to the Planning Commission because it's all probably going to be constructed at the same time. So all the Planning Commission really needs to act on is just the two fences. Staff did mention something about the landscape surface ratio. That's something that we'll follow up on. We did get some additional information from the applicants, but staff is envisioning looking at that and doing it administratively as well. And staff is recommending approval.
And this is conditioned on them opening by December the 20th, right? Lance.
Well, I would love that.
This is Mr. Schaefer. He's the man.
Yeah, I'm with the management company. I'm with Stotts & Gallagher.
He's going to run the place. Any discussion? Is there a motion regarding this matter? How about a second?
Second.
Alderwoman Mayor.
I just want to let you know that I did hear from the alderman of the district, and he understands that this is coming to the Planning Commission, and he is good with whatever we decide.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Lance. That comes to the end of our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? No, let's ask for discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.